degrees, and it's time for the Saturday special with your host, MZ, and Vernon Borg, right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and on AM 1340 KOMY Air America.
Your day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning there. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed. I host the Noon Balloon on Fridays here on KSCO. I came in to fill in for MZ, who was unable to make it today, and we have what should be a very interesting show.
Well, thank you.
I was trying to think of whether exciting was appropriate, too, and it probably could be. I know it's certainly interesting. My guest is Steve Keel from SLV Video. And what we're going to be talking about today is the video entertainment in the United States, basically.
That's right.
You know, from all aspects of it. You know, what are videos? We're probably going to start off looking at, we can go back to the early days where you had tapes to rent. And over the, you know, period of time, did you ever rent tapes, Steve?
Yeah, I did. I've been involved in the movie industry since I was a kid. So yeah, it was tapes back then.
And, you know, I remember, when the first VCRs came out, it was about the time I got out of the service. I remember visiting my parents and being excited. You know, everyone's in bed. I'm a late night creature. And here was this machine that could play movies that had been recorded. And so no more dull 3 a.m. infomercials and stuff. And over the years, needless to say, we've gotten into the DVD market. And we've gotten to the point with home theater systems that, in speaking with Steve when I came in today, I've often thought that maybe in some respects that movies will be a diminishing entertainment field as we go in the future. Steve.
Well, I feel that personally, and the way the industry, the people that are in the industry that have done this much longer than myself, is they feel movies are just not going to go away in our lifetime. And I think they've found a way to give a medium to the consumer and the homeowner to be able to have movies in their house very easily, whether it's with a packaged digital media, or if it's going to be through download or through the internet, or through delivering to their homes through cable or satellite. It is going to be around extensively for, I would feel, oh, I hope my kids still get to be able to enjoy DVDs when they're my age. But you know, when we look at the technology change, when it went from VHS, took about 15 years to really saturate the United States and the world, and then DVD overtook that in 6 years. And so who knows what the next formats will do, but it still allowed home movies or movies to be into the home very easily. And so when you make it that convenient, that easy, I think it's going to be around for a long time, whether it be packaged media or other avenues of distribution.
Well, the reason I bring that up about the movies, for example, and I don't think they'll go away, and it's for a very unique reason, is I think that people like to go out. You know, I think that because as we go into the future, and even today, with big screen TVs, surround sound systems, you got to admit, or you don't, but I will tell you is that I enjoy watching movies at home. I've got a big screen TV, and you know, you can get up, you can pause it when you want. You don't have to miss anything. You don't have to be annoyed by the person next to you. My wife likes to use the subtitles on there because she needs to catch every word on a movie. So there, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And if we went into the future, I can see having very extremely large screens, you know, that would would mimic theater size. But yet I know that people like to go out. They make going out an event. So
right. As far as I get your question now, as far as the theatrical end of it, yeah, I've subscribed to the camp that I feel theatrical have a limited lifespan, but it will always be there. You look at something like Man's Chinese Theater in Southern Cal, and for the age that it is and the the environment that it provides, there are always going to be people that are going to want to go to a theater, whether it's eccentric like that or big and modern like an IMAX theater. I think something like IMAX theaters will be something that will be around for a long time, much longer than standard theatrical. I think they've set the bar for saying if you're going to spend the money to drive somewhere, to take the family, to spend a lot of money, essentially what it boils down to nowadays, to go to the theater, then you've got to give them an experience like that. They don't want to go to some of the things you mentioned, whether it's uncomfortable with the other people around you or the theater itself. You're going to see a lot of those theaters disappear. I mean, we've seen how the drive-ins have disappeared across the country, and that's almost like a thing of the past. And I think standard theaters are going to go the same way, and then all you're going to see left are things like the IMAX theaters, the specialty ones.
Sure. You know, and when you talk about drive-ins, I grew up in that day and era, and I was just thinking, you know, in today's age, who would want to drag their kids to the drive-in for the most part for a little speaker hanging in the window?
And
the
then reason everybody's stuck in the car.
When you could go out and rent the movie, bring it home, make your popcorn at home and stuff. I understand it's still, you could make it an event, by the way. So, you know, that was the whole comment about the future because, you know, talk about the IMAX. I just was ran into that a couple weeks ago, I think, on the History Channel, and I had never really heard of it. I was watching these big film reels. It's an incredibly intense experience.
It is. If you go to a true IMAX theater where there's a couple of them where you can actually see the film being wound from the top story to the bottom story of the building, and this is a big clear tube through the walkway where people can see it. I mean, this huge, you know, I forget 70 or how many millimeter size it is, and it's like these 100-foot reels of film going through the projector and then back down into the basement where it's being wound back up. And then when you see it on the screen, if you see how an IMAX screen is set up, it's like a 40 or 50 person operation of stretching this canvas throughout the entire front section of the building to create this massive of viewing area. And it, let's see, I say IMAX is definitely an
I think you pulled away from the mic there. I just lost your level a little bit.
There we go. Just touched it. It is truly a great viewing experience. The filming is done differently. I got to see IMAX being filmed when they were in Big Basin State Park about 7 or 8 years ago when they did Journey of Man, Cirque du Soleil. So the cameras are different. The equipment is entirely different, and it's beautiful, beautiful stuff to see. I mean, if you're a techno gadgetry geek, then you would love to see some of the IMAX hardware being set up to actually do the filming. And then when they do it on the screen, there's only like two or three IMAX theaters that I know of in the immediate area. There's one in Tracy, one in San Francisco, and I can't remember if there's one down south, like Gilroy Hollister area. I can't remember. But they're not readily available, you know, within a 20 or 30-minute drive. You got to drive a little while to get there. But the experience is worth it. The screen is massive, typically wraps around a certain degree in front of you, and the picture itself, sometimes they even have the seats become part of the experience to where sometimes they can move, and the way you're sitting is it encapsulates you in the experience. So they've done space programs, they've done nature, they've done some action films in IMAX, and it's a great experience if you get to do it at least once. I know some of my customers come in the store and they make it like a once a quarter kind of thing. Every few months they go see an IMAX, especially if it's something really cool that they want to see. Some of the space program ones are excellent.
Well, you know, I often tell people I'm a slow model. You know, we got the fast processors in this day and age and computers and stuff. And I was listening to you, you kept talking about IMAX, and I was going to go on to that being the next question. And then I says, where have I heard that? And like I say, it was on the History Channel. It was Big Machines. And I was fascinated because this film is like it's got to be 9 inches to 12, 9 to 12 inches wide, and they film the length – the frame on the length of the film instead of sideways.
Right. I haven't had a chance to see it in person. I want to go to the theater that you can see the actual film strip.
Anyway, so folks, I'll explain what I remember about this, because I was watching, they had all these awesome big machines, and I was watching this thing, the biggest Ferris wheel in London, and then they came on with this IMAX, and a typical 70-millimeter film. You know, it's the length width dimensions, if you want to call it that, are the width of the film. That's the width, and the height of the frame is the short part. On the IMAX, it's flipped. So the film is flipped 90 degrees, so they get these huge frames. And then the other thing that was interesting about it is I grew up in the time, of course, where, you know, they came out with the 3D movies, but they do it differently with the IMAX. They actually film 3D with two cameras. that are parallel, like your eyes are. And what I did in the Army was imagery interpretation, and that's how you get 3D effect, is you're looking at an object from two different angles when you look at your eye and your brain merges them. And then they do a very tricky thing to get the 3D, is they use polarized light. So instead of using red and green glasses for the two images, they literally use clear glasses with polarizers. And I could tell you about polarized light, people, but what that means is one eye only gets one image, right. The other one gets the other. So it was actually fantastic and cool. I'm sitting there. It was 2:30 in the morning. I'm watching this IMAX thing, what it is. And so I knew a little what it is. And I could really see where it's an experience. The other thing I was going to say when I asked you earlier about going to the movies is we all saw Star Wars, and I could actually see three-dimensional holographic type, you know, movies in the future where you literally were part of it. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you were interesting saying Star Wars. What I was just reading about, they announced in the last couple weeks, is they're going to redo Star Trek, and they're going to redo all the original series in a more three-dimensional outlet, as far as when we're watching the old Star Treks, it looks pretty not fake. It was ahead of its time for when they were doing it, but the planets and the ships didn't have much depth to them.
Sure.
Now what they're going to do is they're going to remaster the entire old series, and they're going to redo all the ships. Now, I know this is going to be tough for people. We went through this with Star Wars when they redid it and remastered it, but all the ships are going to be different. There's actually going to be more depth and dimension to the planets, to the screens that we saw on the bridge. Everything's going to be redone on it. The music's going to be redone. And so it's going to be an opportunity for people to see the before and after of how some of the old effects would look, and then have it be more three-dimensional and have more depth, I should say, for the new Star Treks. And that's going to start the next year or so.
Well, you know, that's talking about DVD and home entertainment. What a brilliant place to do that, by the way, because, you know, I don't know that the theaters could generate a lot of income trying to reshow the Star Trek series on the big screen with the remastering, and yet the Star Trek fans, I started watching. I was a Star Trek fan when I got out of the Army, because they weren't doing it live and a series-wise anymore, but they were doing all the reruns, and so right. We watched it every night. And that, home video is a perfect place to watch that.
Right, and that's where they're going to focus it on, and that's, they realize where the money, the lion's share of the money is in TV shows with the home market. Sure, they can redistribute it on TV, but they're finding that the amount of revenue that they can make and the amount of interest that can be generated on releasing this stuff on DVD, especially now with high def and Blu-ray, these new formats that are making it to where you can have a better experience in your home than you can in a theater, regardless of how good the quality is in theaters right now. Very few theaters, George Lucas being one of the main people that has control over that, it released their titles digitally. You know, last Star Wars was one of the only films released in all digital format. So you take that and you realize that now, hey, you can have all of these titles, tons of titles available in that digital format in a high def display in your home. Why not do it that way? Invest it now, and you'd be able to have for the next 10 or 15 years, never leave your house, to be able to see these great films in the perfect quality that you used to see in theater.
And without commercials, you know?
Well, I have to admit, my last movie-going experience was horrible. When I did Snakes on a Plane to review here on the air, the last thing you want to do on opening night is go to a film like that where you're going to have 500 seats in that theater, 500 geeks all giving their little tale of the movie while you're watching it, and there was nothing more annoying than having that many.
Well, that actually sparked my excuse me, folks, my original statement about movies being gradually faded out.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Saturday Special. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cube, with Steve Keel, SL Video, and we're discussing where we are in home video entertainment. You're invited to call in 479-1080. You can fax us at 475-2967. And if you wish to weigh in on this, let me know. I see you have a whole bunch of stuff in front of you.
Yeah, what a lot of customers were asking me about when we had done a prior segment is we didn't get to cover enough on what the Blu-ray was going to be doing, the PlayStation 3, the new – I mean, we do a lot of game talk too, because games are becoming almost the lion's share in addition to movies as far as the home entertainment market. And the new HD DVD, and clarifying some issues people have wondered about with what's high def, well, what's the difference between HD DVD and Blu-ray, what's HD TV about, what's HDMI, you know, what are all these things that are confusing the consumer that hopefully we can help make it a little bit simpler so they can understand, especially with the holidays coming up. Fourth quarter is what creates our industry. If it weren't for fourth quarter, you wouldn't see the movies being released the way that they are. So these next 3 months, October, November, December, gauge how the entire market is going to go with regards to games, with regards to films. Blu-ray and HD, it's going to be an interesting competition. I don't want to say a fight or a battle, because this Christmas is going to decide essentially who's probably going to be the winner in the next year or two. And then with the PlayStation 3 coming out versus Xbox 360, I've got a list of some of the films here that are being announced that people probably don't know about yet, that they've been asking, you know, when are these big summer hits going to start hitting the home market? Because that's what those 3 months of summer, you know, Memorial Day through Labor Day, now those 3 months are going to translate to home release. And this is where all the questions start coming up, because people are already thinking of their holiday shopping. I've got some of my industry publications in front of me. They're already got the Christmas highlights. They've already got the packages being done. They've already got the rehashes of certain films that are very Christmas oriented. They're getting everything lined up, because now is the time that you order to get ready for all your stuff to be here by Christmas. So I've already got people coming in. When's X-Men 3 coming out? When's Cars coming out? When's Over the Hedge? You know, all the big kids and action ones. So I've got that whole list in front of me. And then there was just some great questions, you know, and I just redid my website for the store to try and help with this, because, you know, I've got 4,000 or 5,000 customers coming through there, and they ask a lot of the same questions about this. And so hopefully we'll help them a little bit, get ready for this, because the kids, with school starting, kids are already coming in, hearing what their friends are talking about, and the parents are like, what are they talking about? They're asking us these questions. So hopefully we can help with a little bit of that.
Well, you know, I wrote that down, because as I said, IMAX, I had to think about what that was, and I just happened to have seen something on History Channel recently regarding right. it. So I was familiar with it, but I'm listening to you talk about Blu-ray, high def I've heard, and that was on my list. I was going to ask you, you know, what is Blu-ray, and we'll go into that. Folks, you're listening to this Saturday special. It's probably now is a good time to do a commercial break. And so when we get into Doc talking about the various formats, high def, Blu-ray, all the stuff I don't know, we can just go into it without any interruptions. So stay tuned. Taking a commercial break now. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V Cubed, on the Saturday special, filling in for MZ with my guest Steve Keel from SL Video, talking about the age of video, where we are in it, where it's going, what you need to know, what you don't know. Maybe you don't care about it, but you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of us do. And when we come back, Steve should enlighten us, especially on high def, the new television sets that are out, the surround sounds, the things you might want to know if you're thinking about going out and buying something, you know.
Yeah, getting a lot of that.
And the other, we'll also discuss something I find curiously interesting, is you and I are always behind the curve out here, because the marketing industry that makes its money off the dollars we spend is already into plans for Christmas. What we're going to see then, we're being directed, folks. So stay tuned. We'll catch you right after this commercial break, and we will be right back.
Did you know that if you have an old furnace, you are probably losing 40 to 50% of what you are paying to the gas company to inefficiency? Did you know that the largest component of the dust in the air you breathe in your own home is human skin? And if you have dogs and cats, you know what some of the other components are. If you want to do something about this, call Chris at JC Heating and Air Conditioning, 831-475-6538. When it comes to heating and air conditioning, I just want to get in your house and fix it.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and we offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
For grocery shopping the way it used to be and the way it should be, shop family-owned and operated Shopper's Corner at Brand Safforti and Soquel in Santa Cruz. Why? Give a listen.
For the meat, for the veggies, for the deli, for the eggs, and it's close to home. Oh, the wine, too, the good selections.
One thing I like is the avocados are always ready to eat.
I love everything about Shopper's Corner, from the moment I walk into the door till the time I leave. Helpful staff. Actually, the butchers select my dinner for me. Tell me what to have. I get menu suggestions. Very helpful.
It's great, the hardwood floors, and people are really helpful and friendly, and they won't let me shop anywhere else because I usually have my kids with me.
For meat, cheese, bread, produce, and the best selection of wine anywhere, shop Santa Cruz's oldest and friendliest family-run market, Shopper's Corner. It's the store with a wooden floor.
Hello, I'm Haiti Danielson from the Cardinal Encanto School in Santa Cruz. At Cardin, we teach children to strive for excellence in all they do, to be critical thinkers, and to appreciate the beauty in everyday life.
I'm William Jones, Cardin dad and professor of Shakespeare and English Literature at UCSC. My wife Lisa and I chose Cardin for our daughter because of its high academic standards, its highly qualified and caring teachers, and the individual attention in small classes. In addition to the classic curriculum, we also chose Cardin for its ongoing commitment to art, music, drama, and PE. We're especially pleased with the mutual respect that abounds in the Cardin community.
Hi, I'm Bryn.
Actually, I chose Cardin for all the classes like math, chess, and French. I can barely even choose which class I like best. And all the kids are so nice. I'm friends with all of them.
If you're looking for the right school for your child or are thinking about making a change, consider Cardinal Encanto and call us at 460-2600. That's 460-2600.
Get this. The average acre of farmland in or near the city limits may earn in excess of $123,000 per year. To learn how so much can be earned from so little, pick up a copy of Metro Farm, the guide to growing for big profit on a small parcel of land. Metro Farm is the PMA Ben Franklin Book of the Year Award winner by Michael Olson that contains over 500 pages of photos, charts, checklists, illustrations, and in-depth interviews. Metro Farm will teach you how to develop a strategy, survey markets, select crops, organize business, establish production, prepare for market, and make the sale. Metro Farm will teach you how others just like you earn a good living by growing high-value specialty crops for people who are truly appreciative. Abraham Lincoln said, "The greatest fine art of the future will be the making of a comfortable living from a small parcel of land." Get in on that future today. Pick up a copy of Metro Farm at bookstores, lawn and garden supply stores, 1-800-624-BOOK, or at www.metrofarm.com.
Okay, it is 28 past the hour. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed, in for MZ on the Saturday special. And today's Saturday special is all about home video entertainment, I guess you'd say. Actually, we could probably extend it to music because these disc formats at some point in time, I'm sure, could hold music, albeit that's not our primary focus. So when we went to the break, my guest is Steve Keel from SL Videos, and Steve has been throwing around these terms like an expert, and everyone out there is probably saying, well, what the heck is he talking about? So let's start off, and what is Blu-ray? What is high def? Start telling the people, why would they be interested? Why should they know, you know, what the heck, I just want to rent a movie, and what's the big deal?
All right. Well, we'll start with DVD so people understand where we're going, because we still have customers that come in once in a while and they haven't made that jump yet to understand what DVD is. So DVD stands for Digital Versatile Disc, and it can also mean digital video disc should you want to. And it was introduced in the mid-90s and started the market saturation in 1997. That's when I got my first DVD player. So prior to that, we had this analog technology, and essentially that just means non-digital technology, VHS, even beta back in the early days. And DVD was introduced in 97. We're at 2006 now. They've gotten it to the point where it is phased out VHS. Most of the main distributors across the country have stopped sending it out. It's stopped being produced. They're saying, for people that are asking, what's the official RIP date? In other words, when are we going to see the tombstone on it? By this Christmas, it should be done, essentially. And then by next year, it'll be just strictly digital formats, DVD, and then digital distribution to the home.
Let me interrupt here. For those of you, so mark that on your calendar, folks. For all of you out there that have been waiting for VHS to die so you could build your collection because you're not going to come into the DVD age, as of this December, there'll probably be a lot of stuff you can buy out there that won't be considered to be worth much anything.
Right. I've been, some of my customers have come in saying that they've been going to the flea market and people are still trying to sell boxes and boxes, you know, for $1 to $3 a piece of VHS, and it's just not happening. You know, there's people are concerned that they're not going to be able to see their favorite movie on DVD because it's not going to come over from VHS. And to give you a little hint, there's over 59,000 titles on DVD now.
And it's growing.
Yeah, it grows about 1,000 a month. And if you're worried about your title coming over, trust me, it will be. All titles will eventually be digitally preserved on DVD. And so now, what are we at? How many years is that? SLV math here. 9 years. So after 7 to 9 years of the DVD format, they've now come up with what is the next generation, i.e., the higher definition of home entertainment.
And to put that in layman's terms, is movies that are clearer and sharper on your television set.
Right. HDTV has been the big buzzword of late. And so people understand before we get to Blu-ray and HD, what HDTV is actually Congress just mandated, I think they said by 2008 or 2009, I believe it is, within a couple of years, all distribution of home entertainment or home news or the channels that you get in your house will be in high def, which is interesting. I had never thought that Congress or you know, the lawmakers would get involved in saying this is the kind of quality of picture that you will see in your home. So within a couple of years, all broadcast channels will be in high def. And so high def, meaning high definition, is the amount of lines of resolution that you see on your TV. And high def TVs, HD TVs, you would hear, stands for high definition television. And it means it's a display, in other words, the tube that you look at, that displays 720 or up to 1,080 visible lines. And so you're going to see these numbers very often, 720, 1080. Sometimes you're going to see little letters after that, 1080i, 1080p. Same thing with the 720. Long story short, not to confuse anybody with it, it just means that right now with DVD, you're seeing about 400 and some odd lines of resolution. With standard TV, you're seeing a little bit less. And then with these new technologies, both in packaged media and what's being broadcast to your home, is it's going to be over twice that capability or twice that picture. So in other words, when you're looking at the correct TV with the correct signal given to it, you're like, you're looking through a window, and that's what I've tried to explain to people. Blu-ray and high def are competing formats of this high definition distribution of going into your home, and it allows you to be able to see everything in double the clarity that you've been seeing before, even with DVD. And so it's, as I've told people, it's like opening up a window and there's your TV.
So it's kind of like, for you folks out there with good eyes, you wouldn't understand that, but if you've got eyes that are failing and all of a sudden gotten glasses, you have an appreciation for the sharpness and clarity that images come into your eyes, excuse me, when you put your new glasses on. And so the video formats have gotten better and better and better. By the way, there's an interesting – I want to make an interesting comment on that. One of the things that you find, though, is you're still – if you get too close, things look fuzzier. Just like if you sit in the front row of the movies, you know.
Fair enough.
You know, yeah. So you know, I've run into this with people that, you know, if you look at something a long ways away, in fact, that was one of the things with the old Sony TVs. They had the Trinitron guns. I had one when I got out of the Army. And, you know, on a 12-inch screen, things will look a lot, which we can talk about in a second, by the way, is things will look clearer sometimes on a 12-inch screen that if you blow it way up. If
right.
You don't get back far enough, it looks a little grainy.
And now that's what they've been able to do away with, is even on the large screens, whether you go to 60 or 72-inch plasma or LCD or projection screen, is they've made it to where the clarity is so fine, so thick, that even if you get closer, you're still seeing an incredible picture. And, of course, there is an ideal viewing distance for a person to be able to sit and watch a film and hear the sound correctly. But now they're making it to where from almost any viewing angle, you're seeing an incredible picture. And this Christmas coming up is going to be confusing for people. I've got some of the industry publications in front of me giving the initial report cards on how high def and Blu-ray have been doing, who's been buying more, who's been making more money, what consumers are doing. And so they can
see. By the way, let me interrupt here. You're on a roll. You're good. Folks, I want you to. I know that I have a listening audience out here that's very politically oriented and everything. But I also know that when a lot of you shop at Costco, a lot of you shop at a lot of stores around the place, and people are always asking these questions. What's this? What's that? Mm-hmm. They don't know what to buy and stuff. And you know what? on this beautiful El Nino kind of day, what better discussion than your home entertainment? Because you know the fact of the matter is I think that we all have heart attacks if we don't relax a little bit. We need to be entertained. And, you know, if you don't like to go out in public and fight with people and sit in the theaters and deal with people's cell phones and people, as Steve said earlier, talking about the movie while you're trying to watch it, you want to watch the movie, you got someone annoying you, home's a great place to do it. And what better place to find out where the future of technology is going to take us than on the Saturday special, 479-1080, if you've got any questions. Steve, I'm going to turn it back over to you because I think I wanted to bring that up because what a great place and time to get information, you know, because people will wind up out there in the stores. They're going to, you know, they're going to look at all this stuff. Going to Costco right now, you know, they got tons of televisions out there. As you said, the I and P formats, number lines, resolution, dance, which is better? What, you know, what's the best buy for my money? And you know what? Here on KSEO AM 1080 on the Saturday special, we're getting some free consultation, folks. So take it away, Steve. I wanted to really focus on that for my listening audience. Go on.
No
it's yours.
Problem.
Explain that. Tell.
Resolution. What you're looking at when you're looking at your TV is there are a certain amount of lines of resolution that are refreshed in every certain period of time. In other words, when you're watching your VHS or your DVD, these lines are on your screen. And the DVD technology, essentially, I believe, 480, 480 to 570 visible lines that are refreshed in a certain way, and meaning that the picture goes across your screen or whatever it is you're looking at, there, if you were to have that microscopic eye, you would be able to see that from the top to the bottom, there's this amount of lines that are being drawn on your TV in layman's terms. Now,
so I'm going to get simpler than that. Folks, it's the difference between a Santa Cruz Sentinel color picture on your paper and the photograph you take with your 35 millimeter camera, your digital camera or something. I have a call coming in here, and I want to get to them because my wife has a question, and she's at work. So right. We're going to take her question and get back to this. Hi, Carolyn. You're on
the
air.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? Hey, anyway, it's not really a question. It's a comment on the high definition.
Yes.
And as you well know, we have the big screen, and we have the high definition and all that. And they use one problem with watching it. Is you get to see everybody's flaws and their skins. You get to see their
It's funny that you mentioned that because the Blu-ray, the latest one of the latest movies they put on Blu-ray, was the reviewer said that you could actually see the pores of skin.
Yeah, you can. It's terrible. I mean, we love it. We wouldn't go back.
So you're going to have to start airbrushing the high definition movies.
Because it is terrible. You see all the flaws in everyone's skin. Anyway, that's the only thing I wanted to comment on, because otherwise I love the high def and the big screen and all that, but it is one bad flaw.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway, was that a good analogy, newspaper print versus your photographs?
Right, and, you know, it's not to pick on any one particular actor, but there's one or two titles out there that have Lawrence Fishburne in them, and one of the scenes they were describing was it was absolutely flawless on the depth of his skin that you could see his issues, and certain actresses also, because House of Flying Daggers has been put over to Blu-ray, I believe, and so they were saying how the depth that you could see the skin tones and the colorization, and it is incredible. What formats have come out, and unfortunately, so people understand why this is happening, is the companies out there that the manufacturing and distribution companies, i.e. Sony, Hitachi, Philips, Toshiba, TDK, Samsung, all these big studios and production groups could not agree on getting along, and, you know, what a shock, you know, work in the world of capitalism. So what they decided to do was entrench each other in opposite camps, creating the same technology, just delivering it in a different way. So these competing formats that we've talked about 100 times, HD, DVD, and Blu-ray, are being made by competing companies, and it's almost like, if you want to analogize it to the VHS versus DVD, it's a little different, but it's the same kind of thing. These companies decided that we're going to give you this technology, but we can't agree to give you this one same technology. Ours is going to be better. So Blu-ray camp is essentially the Sony camp, and Sony, being one of the conglomerates of the world of home entertainment and distribution, they decided they're going to deliver it in the Blu-ray technology. And the Blu-ray meaning is the laser is blue. If you look in your DVD player now, you'll see that it's red, and the blue laser has a better capability of reading more information in a smaller version of space on a disc. And so when you see Blu-ray discs, they're in these blue cases, you know, they're making it big time blue. So so it sets itself apart from everything else. And that's Sony's camp. And then the HD DVD, now this HD group was smart enough to be able to pick something that's similar, because people are seeing HD TV and HD DVD and they think that's all there is, but it just happens to be the title of it. So High Def DVD is done by Toshiba. So if you're a Toshiba fan, then you might want to be looking at the HD DVDs. If you're a Sony fan, you'd be looking at Blu-ray. Now, the differences between the two, they're essentially the same as far as the delivery of the product. They're both high-def products. One of them just happens to have high-def in the title. The other one doesn't, Blu-ray.
Let me ask a quick question then, because this is all – it's along the genre of the old beta versus VHS mm-hmm. argument, and the evolution of disc technology. Is are the people going to have any problem – reading one format over the other on a DVD player?
Okay, so what we will cover is backwards compatibility. Backwards compatibility meaning that if you get yourself a Blu-ray player, if you invest the money, or if you get yourself an HD DVD player, are they going to be able to play those 5,000 discs that you've just collected over the last 8 years? The answer is yes and no. The HD players by Toshiba apparently have the backwards compatibility to be able to play your old DVDs. Blu-ray players, in other words, if you go out and buy a Blu-ray player, is it going to be able to play all those DVDs that you've currently collected? The answer is probably not. I'm going to say no for sure. There's things that have been changing in the industry month by month, and one of the big issues is backwards compatibility. PlayStation 3 coming out this Christmas for Sony has the backwards compatibility to be able to play all their old games, as does some of the Xbox 360 with some of their stuff. Now, this backwards thing with the disc, it's going to be a little bit tougher. If you do get a Toshiba HD player, it's supposed to be able to play your old DVDs. And I would say just be very wary. If that's swaying your decision, I would say personally, don't let that sway your decision, because you should always be able to have a DVD player that can play all your old DVDs anyway. Just, it's going to be one more box that you might put off to the side that you can still have hooked up to your home entertainment center, which shouldn't be a problem. So I would say don't let, if it's going to be able to play your old disc, be an issue, because the DVD players, you shouldn't have to throw your old one away if you upgrade it as high def and then you're going to be able to see this stuff. Remembering there's less than 300 titles between the two formats right now that are out in their technology. So if you get a player, it's going to be something that's for the long term. Great picture, yes, and we can go over more about the technology and what they're releasing. But I want to make sure I get that out of the way for everybody.
But will they play each other's discs?
No, completely different thing.
In other words, you're a video guy. These are the questions I come up, because I'm also in the computer world, you know, and so clearly you have, you know, the standards that you've had over the years, especially like DVDs. In computers now, you've got DVD plus, DVD minus,
correct.
DVD plus RW, DVD minus RW, and depending on what you burn, you can play one in one machine,
right.
You can play one in another.
This doesn't make it any easier here, but it's they're not compatible with each other.
And so you're going to have to, as the guy in the video store, have a copy in each format.
Right, and that's what I do now, and that's something that I've been trying to have the store set itself apart with, is we'll carry the Blu-ray and the HD, and I'll leave it up to the customer to decide. I'm not going to push one over the other. I'm going to tell my personal opinion of what looks better. But we're going to carry both. And I think people are going to be able to see what titles are being released in which format. And that is going to end up making the decision. Because now they're realizing in the short time since they've introduced these technologies is it's which manufacturer gets the studios to back them up. For Blu-ray right now, they just announced another 50 or 75 titles yesterday that are going to come out. And by the time Christmas hits, you're going to be looking at probably a couple to few hundred titles per format that are going to be available for you to get by Christmas. And I think what's going to sway in the short term somebody's decision on buying this is what titles they are going to see. And the studios like Warner Brothers, Walt Disney.
Steve.
Yeah.
Great place to do our second commercial break.
Oh, sorry.
Time is getting by me. We need to do another commercial break. So we'll leave people on the edge of their seats wondering which movies you're going to get in which format as we continue the Saturday special here on KSCO AM 1080. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed, with Steve Keel discussing all these great technological wonders designed to titillate us in what's going to happen over Christmas. Take us to the commercial break. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet's been serving the Monterey Bay since 1994 with high-quality, affordable internet service. We have modem coverage for all of California and web-based email, so you can check your email from any internet connection in the world. Our spam filtering and virus protection services will keep your inbox free from unwanted messages. GotNet specializes in providing high-quality, fast, friendly customer support. We're here 7 days a week to serve you. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Dave Allen, A Blast to the Past, Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m.
We're going to rock around the clock tonight. What is that right song? Join me home.
Was a night, who would have thought it was, it really was such a night.
34 wagon and we call it a Woody, Surf City, here we go.
Doolang, doolang, he's so fun.
Doolang, doolang, doolang,
our day will come.
It's witchcraft.
Get my drift Sunday afternoons, 5 p.m. here on AM 1080 KSEO. Get with the program.
Hi, everyone. This is Judy DeVilbiss. You know, life is about a lot of choices. My choice was to get involved with the Youngevity Company. So every morning I get up and first thing I do is go out into the kitchen and I mix up my 90 nutrient program from Youngevity. I love it, but best of all, about 6 months ago, or maybe a little longer, I decided that I'd like to go out and try running. And actually I go out and I compete. And to my amazement, I'm actually coming in first in my class. I've actually won 3 first prizes, which really makes me feel great. Hey, come on, I'm 66 years old. I'm not brand new. But I'll tell you what, every day when I'm going to race, the first thing I do in the morning is take the Ultimate Classic with the Rainforest, and I shoot it down, and then I go about my business and go out and do my run. I just did one today, and hey, you know what? I won. Come on, 888-352-7500. Don't you want to be a winner? 888-352-7500.
J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store is definitely the Central Coast's coolest and most equipped outdoor store with many departments to serve you. They have hunting, hiking, and camp gear, duffel bags, backpacks, and tons of crazy camouflage clothing for adults, kids, and ladies, like six-pocket camouflage pants, T-shirts with military logos, boonie hats, rugged footwear, and much, much more. There's other fun stuff like binoculars, night vision, military, and name brand knives. Not to mention J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store is the Central Coast number one stop for paintball and airsoft sports. And for the curious, you've got to check out the old war relics like samurai swords from Japan, military war medals, emblems, old uniforms and clothing, and all the modern day insignias or tributes for soldiers and their families. J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store, just 2 minutes north of the Moss Landing Power Plant, 15 minutes from 41st Avenue, or go online to surplusinc.com.
Okay, folks, back here with you. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed, filling in for MZ on the Saturday special. My guest is Steve Keel. We are discussing the state of video technology. Telephone numbers are 479-1080. Fax is at 475-2967. And for you, those of you that just tuned in, we were discussing two new competing technologies, Blu-ray and high-def, and just keep listening. I'll try and keep going back over this stuff to inform you. And during the break, I was asking Steve about some of this stuff. But and needless to say, these are just released. Folks, this is brand-new stuff, and you're going to start seeing it in the stores, and this is the place to find out what you need to do before you get out there and get inundated by the salesman in the stores. You're getting a totally unbiased, presentation here from Steve and I. We have no dog in this fight. We just want to make sure our listening audience is informed and know what they need to buy, because this new technology uses new players, different players. There are compatibility issues between the two. So I'm going to turn it over to Steve, because you know what's going to happen is by Christmas it's going to roll around. People are going to be out there in the stores. They're going to be looking. They're going to say, which player do I buy? Which one do I want? And Steve brought up the point, games are real important. And I said to him, is the one thing that you don't want to have happen on Christmas morning is we thought batteries were a problem. We thought that you go out, buy the toy for kids, they have no batteries. Can you think of a worse Christmas for your kid or you? If you're a big kid like me, you get the thing you want, you go to put in your movie to watch it in high def, and it says no disc. Or you put your game in to play, and it says no disc because you blew it, because you didn't listen to the Saturday special and don't know what's going on. Steve, take it away.
All right, so something we'll help parents with, let's say, or the general family, is some of these high-def decisions or these technologies might not be a Christmas thought for you right now, and it might not be till next year, because some people are going to do the wait and see, being a new technology, and I understand that. But I will say what I've been hearing from the kids that are coming in the store is obviously the big talk with how much gaming is influencing home entertainment is between PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, the competing game formats of Sony and Microsoft. And Blu-ray is being addressed in this by this Christmas season, because the PlayStation 3 is considered, obviously, it's Sony product and it's going to be a Blu-ray product. And so you're going to want to maybe have your high-def home entertainment this Christmas. You're definitely going to be needing to satisfy your kid as far as if you're going to update your game console or not. So something that I want to go over real quick first is we will cover the PlayStation 3. The Xbox 360 is already out. It's been the lion's share of the market. The games have been huge. It's some of the best renters and sellers I have in the store. And just as a quick disclaimer is I have no loyalty to any one certain camp. I will tell you what looks best, and I will tell you to try and find a way to have a successful shopping experience. So don't think that I'm pushing any format over the other or any game console over the other. I appreciate them all equally because I see the kids and the families and the parents all happy in one form or another with whatever format it is they have at home. So the PlayStation 3, something to be very wary about when this is coming out, because I know some of your kids have probably already said they want to get rid of their PlayStation or PlayStation 2. Something to give you a heads up on is the PlayStation 3, when it does come out for these holidays, like I said, it will be backwards compatible to play the PlayStation 2 games, so you don't have to throw out all the old discs. One of the players is going to be able to play the high-def Blu-ray discs that play the films when it comes out. So if you're thinking that maybe if you think you can keep your kids to have a console kept in one spot without carrying it all over their friends' houses, is you might be able to get two birds with one stone with having a high-def player and having your kids' game console if you can manage to keep it in the living room. So something to understand, though, is one of the PlayStation models that's coming out this Christmas is not going to be able to play the high-def. So just be very wary of you're thinking of trying to consolidate everything with Blu-ray is make sure that you get the right PlayStation 3.
Is there a number or model number or something like that that people can
I haven't seen the model numbers yet. You know, all this is still being announced, and they've got two, I think, maybe three models that they've got specced out that are going to be coming out. So the long story short is look for the most expensive one, and that'll be the one that can play your Blu-ray disc.
This fax is too precious, and then we'll get back.
It's still on.
It's from one of our faithful listeners. It says, Vernon, hello, my fine brother. Is it true that Pee Wee Herman has opened a chain of movie theaters called Hands-On Cinemas? And when will the movie Billy Sunshine and Rob Reiner's Wonderful Adventure be released on video? Your friend, Gene Siskel.
All right.
A little diversion there, a little humor. Go ahead.
So
we don't know. We don't. People will just have to. I would suspect that they will have a model number on there that would allow you to know that.
They will have the model number on there, but as far as knowing which one it is yet, I haven't seen enough to know.
But people need to know to ask that.
Right, and make sure that is, will this be the one that's going to play the high-def disc in addition to playing the games. Now, one thing that did just come out, and this is also very new, is in the end of June of this year, the new HDMI standard was finally released. Now, HDMI is something you're going to be seeing on any TV, most likely, that it's a high enough standard that you're going to be purchasing. And if a salesman tries to push you on this, say, hey, it's got two HDMI connections or it's got this HDMI connection, it is something for the high-end video files out there that they're going to want to know what HDMI is on there. And what HDMI is it's high definition multimedia interface. And it's essentially the way that the TV and the, your product, whether it be a DVD player or a game console or whatever it is communicating to your with each other. And there's these HDMI cables. And with these cables and with this standard of technology in the hardware is they finally came up with a way, now that Blu-ray and HD have hit the market, and they hit the market basically the same time, end of June, beginning of July of this year, they finally came out with a way for these pieces of hardware to properly communicate with each other. And so the wait and see thought on this is important if you're at the very high end of wanting to make sure that you've got your perfect picture, your perfect player, and the cables between them are perfectly communicating. So this HDMI 1.3, for the people out there that are following it or would want to know, is make sure that when you go out and get your TV, that say, is this got the HDMI 1.3 standard in it? Because right now it's 1.1 and 1.2. And I know the numbers sound confusing, but those of you that are going to spend the money on this, the wait and see part is actually pretty important up until just before the holidays.
Well, what's the difference in the resolution? Are they actually that much different in what you're going to see?
You're starting to get to the point where you might not be able to detect it with the naked eye, but as far as what your ear can hear and what you can see is it's also what you think you're seeing in your head. You know, if you know that your cable isn't just the right cable, and you know if your TV and DVD player aren't communicating perfectly, that it's going to take a little bit of the experience out of it for you. People ask, you know, what looks better? I get that almost every day now. What looks better, the Blu-ray or the HD? And I'm telling you, if everything's hooked up the same and you're looking at it the same product, you're really not going to see too much of a negligible difference. And so I don't want to tell someone, yeah, you need to go out and get Blu-ray, you need to go out and get HD. When you go out to do your shopping experience, go to a good high-end store that has it properly displayed so you can see what it's supposed to look like. And there is one store over the hill that I do recommend to all my customers, and it's Magnolia Hi-Fi. And they have the good displays. They have the high-def technologies there. They've actually had the high-def companies come in and meet with customers so they can explain the technology. And it's an incredible experience if you see it done correctly. Yeah, you could go to some local chain stores and see some of the TVs and DVD players hooked up. But if you get a chance, at least once before the holiday, go to a place to where it's properly hooked up.
And I actually recommend that people do it both places, because you also have the other end that someone sees it all hooked up in the perfect setting. They get it home, put it up in their living room, and they're disappointed because they can't reproduce what they had
what
in the
they
store.
Saw. And that's something that's been frustrating for me. There used to be a home entertainment store in Scotts Valley that closed years ago that helped people with that. I mean, I do that now. I mean, I go do house calls and I make appointments with people to try and help them with that, because I hate to see people disappointed. And so for the amount of money that you're going to spend, try and make sure you go to a high-end place that the people can describe to you exactly what the hardware is doing, what you're seeing, and what you think is going to look best to you. And that's what I've always told someone. I do have high def displays in my store. I've got a plasma, I've got a Sony XPR, I've got LCD. I let people see what the different technologies look like, but when they ask what brand should I get, what DVD player should I get, I'll list the models that have been very reliable, and I'll list the technologies that have so far been able to prove themselves. But I just, you know, I want people to not be overwhelmed with what they're reading about or get confused with these new high def formats. There really is no confusion on the DVD end of it. It's like, if you want DVD technology, go out and get yourself a good affordable player and hook it up to your TV, and guess what, you're going to see a great picture. But if you really want to go to the high end, you know, that's a lot more of what we could discuss, but I'll keep it simple.
Now we'll go into that in the next hour. I'm chuckling to myself, because if you're someone out there that was in the artillery corps in the Army and didn't wear your earmuffs,
well, then this stuff's important then.
Don't expect to hear what your ears won't be able to hear, because you might have some hearing loss. We used to have that joke when I was in the service in the 60s, and everyone was sending back equipment from overseas, is, are you trying to, you know, please the equipment? or yourself. So, you know, you need to take that into tow. Folks, we've come to the top of the first hour here. My guest is Steve Keel. We are trying to get you up to speed on the latest in video technology, game technology. There's been a lot of breakthroughs. You know, this is all new foreign turf to me. You know, I didn't know about all this. It's an exciting show to me. I'm taking a lot of notes. And when I go out this Christmas to shop for myself or someone else, I'm going to know, and I hope you do. So stay tuned. In the next hour, we'll continue talking about video standards, what you need to know as we go into the fall season in terms of buying to get your best for your money. And so my name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed on the Saturday special. And stay tuned for the next hour. What are we going to talk about the next hour? We're just going to continue this.
Well, right? We're going to go a little bit more into the movie part of it because a lot of people have been wondering what movies are going to come out and when. And we're going
to hit. Listening to the KSEO Santa Cruz, folks.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. Al-Qaeda's deputy leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, issuing a new videotape today, along with a man claiming to be an American who joined the terror network. The tape invites Americans to convert to Islam.
Zawahiri is a, relatively speaking, he's a sophisticated individual when it comes to the public relations stance for Al-Qaeda.
Mike Baker, former CIA operative, the new Zawahiri tape, the 11th one this year. Arrested in London for training and recruiting for terror attacks, Scotland Yard nabs 14 suspects.
It was all quite dramatic stuff. The customers themselves were held in there along with those suspects for a couple of hours while the police questioned everyone, made sure that the area was safe before taking those suspects, 12 we believe, off to a central London police station.
Mark White of sister network Sky News, no connection between today's arrests and the jetliner bombing plot in Britain last month. A fatal plane crash in southern Afghanistan, 14 British soldiers killed during the NATO mission, no foul play indicated. President Bush talking Iraq in his weekly radio address. Meantime, Democrats slamming the Bush administration for a sluggish response to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita.
Despite multiple warnings of future and possible man-made or natural disasters, the Bush administration and the rubber-stamp Republican Congress have failed to adequately prepare our nation, leaving us vulnerable to large-scale disasters.
Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson. Stormy weather this Labor Day weekend. Ernesto now a tropical depression and is soaking much of the eastern seaboard.
It's now weakened to an extratropical low-pressure system. It's continuing to move northward through the mid-Atlantic states, dropping considerable amount of rainfall along its path.
Dan Mundell of the National Hurricane Center. The storm blamed for at least 5 deaths. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In Arkansas, the feds are stepping in, trying to find a missing teen, now expanding their ground search.
State police and the FBI searching for 17-year-old Casey Crowder, a high school senior from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who's been missing since early Sunday when she called her mom twice. Once to say she was leaving a friend's house in Pickens, then again to say she had run out of gas and was walking to a gas station. Crowder's blue Dodge Durango later found empty, right where she had said she was stranded on Highway 65 south of Dumas. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
156,000 acres wide, that's the size of one wild wildfire burning out west has become an enormous blaze.
The big timber fire in Montana has taken over part of the state.
156,000 acres is a good chunk of property.
Fire spokeswoman Dixie D says it's burning in all directions except south.
It is truly, depending on where the fire would go, it's surrounded by residences.
20 homes have been lost, 500 more evacuated.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. High gas prices have got drivers looking for alternatives, but a new study says ethanol may not give drivers more bang for their buck. More from Fox Radio's Todd Starnes.
Consumer reports say cars using E85, that's 85% ethanol, get fewer miles per gallon. They used a Chevy Tahoe to test their theory, getting only 10 miles to the gallon on the ethanol. That's not the only problem. E85 costs more than regular gasoline, and unless you live in the Midwest, it's harder to find. Only 800 gas stations nationwide sell it. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Actor Tom Cruise apologizes to actress Brooke Shields. Shields told Jay Leno last night that Cruise came over to her house and gave her a heartfelt apology. Cruise had publicly criticized her last year over her use of antidepressants after the birth of her first child. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. We are your source for Red Hot News Talk on the Central Coast. We are also broadcasting worldwide at www.ksco.com. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, September 2nd, 2006. Today will be partly cloudy with west winds around 7 miles an hour and highs around 61 degrees. Tonight will be partly cloudy with fog, west winds around 9 miles an hour and lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow you can expect partly cloudy conditions with patches of fog in the morning, west winds around 7 miles an hour, and highs in the low 60s. Out there on the bay today, you can expect light winds becoming west 5 to 15 knots by the afternoon, with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight out there on the bay, west winds 5 to 10 knots with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds, along with patchy fog after midnight. The temperature here at the station is 60 degrees, and it's time to take you back to the Saturday special with your guest host, Vernon Borg, right here on AM 1080 KSCO and on AM 1340 KOMY Air America.
Back here on the Saturday special with you. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed in for MZ. My guest today is Steve Keel, and we are, in fact, discussing state-of-the-art video technology. And over the break, you know, when you do a show like this, you get to talk to your guest a lot and have a lot of questions come up. So one of the questions I want to ask Steve, in the first hour, we discussed the competing technologies, the Blu-ray, the HD TV stuff. How much do these units cost right now? If someone wants to go out and buy the just recently released players, what are they looking at in terms of expense?
You're looking at about $400 to $900, and which does sound expensive, and it is. And that's usually how these high-end things start. You know, it's like when plasma and LCD first hit the markets on mainstream. You know, you were looking at $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 for per display. Now you can get down around $1,000 to $3,000 for the majority of the same displays. And with these technologies, it's essentially going to be the same way. Microsoft, of course, being the big thorn in that side with regards to price, meaning that with their Xbox 360, they hit the market on a limited release. Now they've saturated the market, but they really haven't done much to lower the price for everybody. They've kept it but pretty static. And with Sony and Toshiba, they're keeping their players essentially at a certain level as far as price. So yeah, $400 to $900, sometimes upwards of $1,000. There are some extremely high-end models that are much more money.
Is that just a player?
That's just a player, correct.
That's right. No surround sound, audio equipment, no amplifiers, none of that.
No, this is strictly just the disc, a DVD, right? Considered a DVD player, and or in this case, a Blu-ray player, an HD player. So, if you've already got your home theater set up, which odds are most people that are buying these already have their home theater set up, so all they're doing is like a plug-and-play kind of thing where they're buying their player that's going to be removed, or the old player gets removed, this new one gets put in, they plug it in, and it's the same thing.
Or this new one gets added to their old player because you told them to keep their DVD player because DVDs are going to be around a lot.
Yeah, DVDs are going to be around for a long time. This, like I said, it took, 7 to 9 years for DVD to overtake the market and do away with analog, and now with the high def in, it'll probably take about 3 to 5 years for it to fully saturate the market, and then where people have a common easy choice of which way to go. And but for the holidays, as far as movie releases, what we're going to get into this hour a little bit is that some of the big titles are being released simultaneously with the new format. As with any new format, all the backlog and catalog stuff has to be caught up on eventually and gradually, as far as, you know, the older movies and some of the newer movies. Now, starting this fall, is titles, the big title that's going to be testing that, especially for kids, is Over the Hedge. And we all remember the DreamWorks production that came out this summer with all the furry creatures and the suburbia, Over the Hedge. They're going to release it simultaneously on regular DVD and Blu-ray, and they're starting to do that more and more to where you will be able to have the easy choice of not having to wait. You know, you'll be able to, if let's say if you get your PlayStation 3 or if you get your Blu-ray player, you'll be able to get your Over the Hedge and your PlayStation 3 game and everything you want for Christmas all in the same thing. So now that'll just become more commonplace. And so all the studios, I would say the vast majority of the studios, are signing on with both camps. So sometimes the titles are being released simultaneously in HD and Blu-ray. So I don't foresee the title selection being too much of an issue further down the road. I think you're going to see the movies that you want to out in either format. It just, it depends truly on what your budget's going to be and what you feel you already have a loyalty to. Some people are very brand loyal, and some people can't stand Sony, so i.e. that makes that decision easy. Some people don't like Toshiba. Some people don't like Microsoft. Microsoft is signed on more to the HD camp. So there are pros and cons to both as far as brand loyalty and what you like in your home. But as far as the movies go, and which to me, selfishly, that's what drives the whole industry, is what movies are coming out.
You know,
and
what's on the disc.
And so, like, they've done a lot of big announcements this week, and some that are still in theaters. Pirates of the Caribbean 2 just got announced. And so, yes, it will be out in time for Christmas, several weeks before they're going to release it. And sometimes you're going to see the companies that don't want to go up against the big D word, Disney. And so Disney's made their big announcement, you know, for Pirates, which no one is going to want to go up against. So you're going to see a lot of these other titles get released sooner. For everyone to know, the biggest week in our industry is Thanksgiving week. Contrary to what most people think would be Christmas, it's actually not. It's actually Thanksgiving. My biggest sales and rental periods of time are that week on both sides of Thanksgiving. It's just huge.
Well, and sales could be for Christmas gifts.
Right. It's just that the majority of the shopping, as they've always said, that Black Friday, they call it the day after Thanksgiving, the biggest shopping day of the year. And it's no different for how they're going to release the films. It's like this last week, they saturated the market with some big titles and some big TV shows prior to the Labor Day weekend. So this weekend is going to be a huge weekend for me because they put out some great TV shows, some great films for home release. Now they're planning it out for the October to November market saturation of big titles like X-Men 3. I was just looking at it right here. They decided to street X-Men 3 in no less than two different versions on October 3rd. So for those people that are really into it, they've got the exclusive collector's edition, which is going to cost you probably about $25. And then they've got the standard edition, which will cost you, you know, $15 to $20 for X3. And then the whole trilogy box set is going to be released the same day also. Another big title people have been asking about, The Breakup. They try to hit some of these big college or big summer films typically a little bit early in the season. So they're looking at October for The Breakup also. And let's see, what was the big one? Oh, Click, the Adam Sandler one, is also going to be October 10th for that one. So look for, after the next 4 weeks, for that huge hit with some of the biggest summer films to start coming out. So if you're worried about if you're going to get your kid Over the Hedge or Cars or some of those big kid titles for the summer, trust me, they're all going to be out most likely by Thanksgiving. They're not going to go up against Disney for Pirates, and so you're going to see a little bit of a drop-off in the beginning of December, but know that definitely by Thanksgiving you're going to be able to have all these titles in play.
I have a quick technological question, by the way. Is someone remember the old Beta versus VHS? There was no question if you went into the store, you know, if you grabbed the box, which one you're grabbing. Because the physical dimensions were different.
Very different.
You know, and so that you could not grab a VHS tape by mistake unless you went in there with your sunglasses and were blind. Is there any such way that you would know if you go to buy the disc? Because I would think that the discs and disc sizes would be pretty similar.
Well, unfortunately, I will have to admit, you know, nothing against the consumer, but when I went through business training and some of the business school stuff I went through, all the things they taught you that you thought were jaded or were not correct for what it states about how people shop have actually come true as far as, you know, the eye level of putting things above eye level and then a customer doesn't see it or down too low. Or if you put the product in front of them, even if you put big signs, they'll still skip all the reading and they'll just grab the wrong product. And unfortunately, with Blu-ray and HD, it has been that way. I've tried to put it right at eye level. I put big signs right next to it to say this is Blu-ray and HD, these are the players you need, and people still bring it up to the counter and want to rent it or buy it. I said, oh, you have a Blu-ray player, and they're like, what's that? Say, even though the case has got a big blue trim on it and it says Blu-ray on there and all this exciting stuff, HD is the exact same thing. They're exact same case dimensions, and it's and they're big red trim. You know, there's big red frame that's very different from any DVD packaging you've seen. So they've made it look different. They've made it look attractive, you know, big blue cases, big red cases, and customers still miss it. So,
but
yes, it's going to happen.
The consumer out there is a movie, is a movie, is a movie. This one hasn't been rented out yet. I'm glad that Steve's got it.
I
take it up there to the counter, and Steve says, do you have the player to play this? Well, no. Oh, I wanted to see this one tonight, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Something we can hit on that real quick, and I know that never happens with me real quick. I started jabbering. But a quick history lesson on DVD is the world was divided up into regions for DVDs to be able to be played in. So there's essentially six regions out there that this DVD consortium, this conglomerate, I like to call them, you know, like OPEC, they unfortunately, and I feel totally inappropriately, decided to control the distribution of movies throughout the world to where with this technology, you can only play these DVDs in these players from this specific region of the world. So North America, i.e. Canada and the United States, is region one. Now, people are going to say, what does this matter? And it is becoming a much bigger issue every day now. I have customers come in the store that are getting stuff from other parts of the world that they want to be able to play. If you look on the back of your DVD player, if you have that option, there's a little globe, and in that globe is going to be a number. And the number you're going to see 99% of the time is a one, and that's the region we're in. Now, if you want to be able to get some of these great titles from Southeast Asia and Australia and Europe that aren't available in the United States, there's a perfectly legal way to do that. You don't have to buy illegal copies of the films. You can buy stuff legitimately from around the world. On DVD, the problem is that they're encoded for a different region, and this conglomerate decided that if you're in the United Kingdom, you're in region two. So in other words, you have to have players and DVDs that are coded for that region. Now, if you try to take any of these DVDs from any part of the world, put them in your player you've got at home, your $39.99 special from a chain outlet, it's not going to play. And the reason they did that is they wanted to control who got what at what time in movies. I don't believe that. I happen to carry the titles in store that are from other parts of the world, and I carry those discs, and a lot of times we get those films months ahead of when we're going to get them, and people want to see these films now. You know, sometimes it's just leaving theaters here, and I can get it legally on DVD from elsewhere. And so just something to be very wary of, and making sure that when you buy stuff online from eBay or Amazon or any place else that's from different parts of the world, make sure that it says region one coding on there. And it's very important, because I do have customers come in and say, hey, I just bought this great movie that you don't have that I got it on eBay. And I look at it and I was like, okay, do you have a player that'll play it from region free or, you know, from a region zero? In other words, all regions. And they're like, what's that? And so, you know, I hate to see people get upset. So I want to make sure you understand is be very wary when you do buy these things, and understand that, yeah, there are DVDs throughout the world that are legally released of great films and TV shows that we don't have yet. Just make sure that you read the coding. And we do rent that out. And it goes back to what you were talking about before is a customer brings up this title and they're like, oh, this is so cool. That's out. I was like, oh, cool. You have a computer or a DVD player that'll play this from the United Kingdom. And they're looking at me like, what's the matter? So what? You know, I want to rent it. I'm like, okay, so I'll explain it to them real quick. And then their eyes just gloss over. They're like, what? You know, it's just another little fact of confusion for people in understanding DVDs.
Sounds like a great market for you if you buy a region 2 disc.
Yeah, and see what
you need to be selling region 2 DVD players.
Yeah, and I do sell those DVD players also. I've had several customers that buy the stuff from other regions for the DVDs specifically because they're tied. They hit carry a lot of Asian titles that they really want that we don't have. And something that one of the studios did, I believe, was Warner, and I did experiment with it and actually was very successful, was as they decided to release on DVD legally a major film in other parts of the world while it was being released day and date here theatrically. And so I sat there and scratched my head for a little bit. Okay, if that's a legal copy of the movie that's in theaters right now. So I went ahead and grabbed it and had it in store, and I had a legal DVD copy of a film that people could watch that was just released in theaters that same day. So that's not, I don't think it's going to be a mainstream trend, but it's just to let you know that make sure that you do, when you do your shopping online, especially for some of the auction sites, make sure that it says Region 1 coding on there. But if it does happen to where you get one of those and you want to really play it, there are DVD players that are available both for rent and for sale that you can watch that. And so that's just one more little niche in there for people to understand that don't ever feel that the movie titles are limited because of DVD and you're afraid you're not going to get it from VHS. Trust me, almost every single title in creation is out on DVD somewhere in the world. And good
sounds
music.
Like it's time to go to commercial break, folks. You're listening to the Saturday Special. My name's Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cube, with Steve Keel. We're discussing everything you
movies.
Need to know about movies, DVDs, new technology in that range. Call me at 479-1080. Get your questions answered, and we will talk to you right after this commercial break.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
The following information is useful for all people, but especially for those who live alone. It's about strokes and heart attacks. For strokes, remember these four steps. If everyone can remember something this simple, many lives could be saved. A neurologist says that if he can get to a stroke victim within 3 hours, he can reverse the effects of the stroke totally. He said the trick was getting a stroke recognized, diagnosed, and then getting the patient medically cared for within 3 hours. Later than that, the damage is usually not reversible. Sometimes symptoms of a stroke are difficult to identify. The stroke victim may suffer severe brain damage when people nearby fail to recognize the symptoms of the stroke. Because doctors say a bystander can now recognize a stroke by asking several simple questions. Ask the individual to smile. Then ask him to speak a simple sentence, and then ask him or her to raise both arms, and finally ask the person to stick out his tongue. And if the tongue is crooked, if it goes to one side or another, then it's also an indication of a stroke. And if she or he has trouble with any one of these tasks, call 911 immediately. If everyone who gets the message sends it to 10 people, you can be sure that at least one life will be saved. Also, the following is very helpful, especially if you're alone. The subject is self-rescue during a heart attack. Women should know that not every heart attack symptom is going to be the left arm hurting. For women, sometimes it could be the right arm. Be aware of intense pain in the jawline. Nausea and intense sweating are also common symptoms, as well as the epigastric pain under the breastbone. The pain in the jaw happened to the writer, and it woke her from a sound sleep. She said, "It's a pain unlike anything you've ever experienced before. Given a choice between natural childbirth and a heart attack, pain-wise, it's much easier to have a baby. So be careful and be aware. And the more you know, the better the chance you could survive." A cardiologist also says, if everyone who gets this sends it to 10 people, you can be sure that the information could save at least one life. Let's say it's 6:15 p.m. and you're driving home alone after an unusually hard day on the job. You're tired, upset, and frustrated. Suddenly you start experiencing severe pain in your chest. It starts to radiate down into your arm and up into your jaw. You're only about 5 miles from the hospital nearest your home. Unfortunately, you don't know if you'll be able to make it that far. You've been trained in CPR, but the instructor didn't tell you how to perform it on yourself. So here's how to survive a heart attack when alone. Since many people are alone when they suffer a heart attack, without help, the patient whose heart is beating improperly and who begins to feel faint has only about 10 seconds left before losing consciousness. These victims can help themselves by coughing repeatedly and very vigorously. A deep breath should be taken before each cough, and the cough must be deep and prolonged, as when producing sputum from deep inside the chest. A breath and a cough must be repeated about every 2 seconds without let up until help arrives or until the heart is felt to be beating normally again. Deep breath gets oxygen into the lungs, and coughing movements squeeze the heart and keep the blood circulating. The squeezing pressure on the heart also helps it regain normal rhythm. This way, heart attack victims can get to the hospital. Tell as many people as you possibly can about this. And if you would like to go to our website at KSCO.com, within the next 48 hours, you can retrieve a copy of this. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and we offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
Hello. I'm Haiti Danielson from the Cardinal Encanto School in Santa Cruz. At Cardin, we teach children to strive for excellence in all they do, to be critical thinkers, and to appreciate the beauty in everyday life.
I'm William Jones, Cardin dad and professor of Shakespeare and English Literature at UCSC. My wife Lisa and I chose Cardin for our daughter because of its high academic standards, its highly qualified and caring teachers, and the individual attention in small classes. In addition to the classic curriculum, we also chose Cardin for its ongoing commitment to art, music, drama, and PE. We're especially pleased with the mutual respect that abounds in the Cardin community.
Hi, I'm Bryn.
Actually, I chose Cardin for all the classes, like math, chess, and French. I can barely even choose which class I'd like best. And all the kids are so nice. I'm friends with all of them.
If you're looking for the right school for your child or are thinking about making a change, consider Cardinal Encanto and call us at 460-2600. That's 460-2600.
Okay, 27 minutes past the hour. My name's Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cubed. I am your host, sitting in for Michael Swirling on a Saturday special with Steve Keel of SLV Video, and we are discussing the whole video market, from players, new standards, what's coming out next, what you should watch for, and what you might not know about. Telephone number's 479-1080. 475-2967. So I've interrupted Steve a lot over the last hour and a half because I know stuff I'm interested in. But I'm going to turn it over to him to kind of direct us where he thinks we should go. And then if I'm rude later, so be it. Steve, take it away. What haven't we covered that you think we should go into? You know, we got half an hour left and you're the expert. I'm just a facilitator here today.
Well, I think, So we've hit some of the big questions that people have had about why things are the way they are in the market, as far as why DVDs are distributed the way they are throughout the world, the hardware and the technology that goes into playing them. One of the things I want to hit before...
Yeah, I just said I was going to turn it over. For the listeners that just tuned in, give them about a 30-second minute review of what we covered. We covered standards...
Yeah, well, we've covered what we started with was just a little bit of history of where DVD came from, where it's going in the world, and then as the next generation of the technology, that how we're going to see our home entertainment, meaning high definition. So we've covered the competing companies that are distributing their products in high definition, and there's some of the new game formats that are going to be coming out. A little bit of the technology that helps the hardware communicate with each other, and a lot of this stuff is high end, but eventually that's where most people are going to be, is wanting to invest that little bit of money to make sure they have the proper picture and the proper sound and have a good home entertainment experience. And that's where this digital market, that's what this market allows you to be able to do. And with that, now that it's become so easy for people to be able to see their digital products in home, is the amount of titles that are being made available to us that normally weren't before, meaning that there are these independent film companies, film distributors, filmmakers that are having excellent chances to be able to have their product be seen other than just at film festivals. Even if they don't get into a film festival, they can get into the home market. And some of the numbers I was just looking at when we were in the break that just blows me away as far as how much more a movie can make or how much exposure it can get as opposed to just going theatrical and being able to be put in the home market, sometimes only in the home market. It's like this month alone, there's going to be about 8 big films that are coming out the next 6 weeks that we never even saw in theaters that are going to have some kind of name recognition, one of them being like The Butterfly Effect 2. And we all remember The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher that's got a huge cult following. They made a sequel to that. And then you're seeing A-list actors like William H. Macy, Keira Knightley, Morgan Freeman, all these big-name actors that are now making independent films that we never even saw in theaters, but they're actually making a significant impact on the home market. And so what's confusing people is that they're like, wait a minute, I didn't even see this in theaters. This is going to be garbage. And what I think people need to understand is now with this digital revolution is they're actually making more revenue and finding more lucrative environments in just the home market. So when you see this title come out, when you see what you would think would be big movies coming out in the DVD world in the next 3 months, you're going to be like, wow, this is probably not going to be good. I didn't see it in theaters. I think it's going to be a huge transition in thought for people to say that, wow, you know what? I didn't see it in theaters, but this is an excellent film. It wasn't even in a film festival, but it's actually a good B film.
You know, an analogy. I will interrupt here. This is much like bloggers, the internet. Who's jumped into the realm of news media and reporting? You know, in the past, prior to the internet revolution, people had to rely on newspapers, magazines, and stuff to get their information. And now there's a whole wealth of information out there that they can get that they wouldn't have been able to get before. One that I'm acquainted with, that you probably are too, is the Down the Rabbit Hole series. You know, What the Bleep? Are you acquainted with that?
Yes, I am.
Excellent video series, you know, from a learning standpoint. I need to interrupt you here because I did have some questions. People called in. They wanted you to answer
some
things.
Sure, go for it.
Plasma, liquid CD, which is best?
I love that question.
Yes.
Okay. Plasma versus LCD. And LCD meaning liquid crystal display, and plasma being the plasma tube technology, plasma technology. They're both flat screens. They both will be what you'll see in the stores of 4 to 5 inches thick at the most. They can hang on walls. They both have some great pros and cons to them. My personal experience has always swayed towards plasma, and now I don't ever try to sell one over the other. What I tell people is take a DVD, take a benchmark DVD with you when you go shopping, and typically the benchmark DVD I always recommend is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is a great film. If you haven't seen it, if you're a sci-fi fan, I think you probably have. Everybody in creation, I think, has seen it that's into space. But wonderful film, but it has some great visuals. So if you can get the Fifth Element DVD and take it to the store to where you can take the same DVD player and play it both on the plasma and the LCD and tweak the picture the way that you want, you see what looks better to you. And I try to tell people there are budget issues, there are sometimes some quality issues depending on the model. And I know it is. I know it's not the answer you want to hear. People want to hear an easy answer. Oh, LCD is better or plasma is better. My personal experience is I've had a great time with plasma. They've got a better viewing angle. I don't have any issues with the burn-in. The one I tell people about to reference that is the one I have in the store. It's a 37-inch plasma. And I bought it on display from Magnolia Hi-Fi. They had been playing it for 9 months. I've played it for 3 years, consistently 365 days a year because we're never closed. So you take a TV like that that's getting much more use than it would in the home. So let's just say roughly 4 years of play, solid. And I haven't had one issue with it. I have no burn-in. I have no deep pixels. I have no burnout spots in the tube. It's been an excellent TV. And so far, all the plasmas I've dealt with personally have done great. LCDs look wonderful. They have sometimes some richer colors to them. But truly what I think you need to do is see what is going to fall within your budget and is going to have the high-def hookups that you want and is going to be the size that you want and brand-name loyalty. I know there are some great displays on sale in a couple of retail outlets in this county. I won't say their names, but that the LCD looks good, the plasma looks good, and you're looking at a $1,300 price tag, and you're like, wow, and you know what? That might be a great TV for you. Just be very wary. Certain brand names have habitual hardware problems internally because you're getting a great price, but there's a reason you're getting a great price.
Listen, I got a call for you. You ready to take
sure,
a call?
Sure, go for it.
Gene, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Gene?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I like this guy. Because I'm a novice, okay?
Well, that's why we're having the show, Gene.
Yeah, and that's why I try to help people with is just so that they understand. Like I said, I have no loyalty either way. I just want people to try and make sure they make an informed, good decision when they go out and do their shopping.
Now, do you have a store in the area or anything?
Yeah, I have one store up in the San Lorenzo Valley, up in Ben Lomond, SLV Video.
Well, before you go off the air, be sure you, okay?
He wants to know how to get there.
I'd like to know where you are.
Well, as Rosemary always says in the mornings, every time we do the morning show, is on the straightaway in Ben Lomond. So if you're ever cruising up Highway 9 going through the valley and you get into Ben Lomond, it's the brand-new building at the north end of town on the left side that's got SLV Video on there. It's right across from the Trolling Inn, the German restaurant there. It's right next to that big castle that people always see by the bridge in Ben Lomond. So there's that big castle. So right before that is SLV Video. And that's where we've got some of the stuff on display.
Years ago, I was very familiar with but you know what happens, population moves in. Listen, I'd like to ask you, do you have any idea whether House on the Lake has been released yet?
It's going to be released the end of next month, and I believe you're talking about the Keanu Reeves.
That movie was, they released it about a month or so ago.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
My family took me there on Family's Day.
Yeah, it should. They just announced it last week, so I believe it's going to be the end of September, beginning of October, that we'll see Lake on the House.
It was a great movie.
Well, good.
It got real two thumbs up from the boys, you know.
Yeah, they.
That shows you. I listen to you guys. Don't pay attention. Do you do September up? But they raved about it, and so my family says, "Come on, we're taking you, Dad." So I says, okay, and it was great, great movie.
Well, good, yeah, it'll be a good holiday title, I'm sure.
You have to add it to your collection, Gene.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, my family. I have two daughters, and they come and they say, "Dad, let's see what you bought since we saw you last."
Any other questions, Gene?
No.
Thanks so much for your call.
Listen, I had to call him and find out where he was.
Well, I'm glad you did.
On Highway 9 up to Ben Lomond. That's it. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I know we have an enthralled audience out there. Thanks a lot, Gene.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
However, your time is short. If you did decide you want to call in, we're just having a great time here. Anyway, I am. I hope Steve is.
Oh, of course.
I was getting a kick out of it. He was saying, what was the movie you told him to take to check the TVs out with?
Oh, The Fifth Element. If you're looking for a specific scene using The Fifth Element, the diva scene where she's singing, the blue diva, she's an alien, singing on the stage with the space backdrop. The blues and the blacks mixed there can be an excellent way for you to be able to see what kind of pixelation or mix the colors have with regards to her blue outline against the space backdrop. And of course the sound, if you're testing a home theater sound, Fifth Element or Saving Private Ryan, you know, excellent DTS movies out there that you can test your sound system on.
Yeah, I was going to tell the audience, don't plan on taking your bag of popcorn and Cokes there. They're not going to let you watch the whole movie. But you said something that's important there, is if you can watch something side by side on two different screens, that's very important, because I don't know that we always appreciate the different displays will look different. We always used to have the jokes when I was growing up about going to someone's house with the green cast on the television. You'd say, what's wrong with your television? You'd say, what do you mean? It looks perfectly good to me. You want to comment on that?
As far as what, sorry?
Just you know, colors. If you take something...
Oh, yeah, as far as the colors go, there is a color argument, LCD versus plasma. And like I said, be very wary when you go to a store. If you see great colors on a screen, and sometimes when you walk into like Circuit City or Costco and the displays are right there, it looks beautiful and they have some of their high def programming on, make sure you understand that when you are looking at that, ask, is this high def programming? Because you look at a crystal clear picture, you'll go home and you're watching your standard TV and you're like, whoa, this is nowhere near the same. Remember that there are still only a few channels that are broadcast regularly in high def right now, but eventually they all will be. And, you know, if you get Discovery High Def or National Geographic or ESPN or any of those ones that are, some of them are being done in high def, oh, it looks beautiful. You know, it's like you're watching an aquarium, you know, through the glass when you're watching some of the stuff on the Discovery Channel. It is great. But just be very wary about it. You know, I want consumers to have, and my customers especially, to have a good Christmas. And so I've been spending sometimes, this week I spent like 4 hours just in the store talking with people that were coming in, getting ready to do their shopping, and they wanted to know which way LCD plasma, what looks better. So I go through the whole same spiel with them so that they understand. And then as far as the movie selections, typically, you know, the lion's share of the market is when these big summer titles hit for the winter, and they're doing their shopping for Pirates of the Caribbean or all the kids ones that are coming out. But remember, some of these independents are actually excellent films that get overlooked. And one of the things I was looking at the numbers was The Notebook is still in the top 20 of selling charts, and that's been out for almost 2 years now, and it's been in the top 20 now for the last 32 weeks. And it's amazing because The Notebook is that big Valentine's movie they released, you know, about a year and a half ago. And people still see independent films like that as being great, successful gifts and home entertainment. And now I was looking at some of the big titles this year even, is take something like 16 Blocks or The Hills Have Eyes or Syriana, and these movies have made more in their home release than they did in theatrical. And these are, you know, and some of these are excellent films. Syriana, I'm not a Hills Have Eyes fan, but they're realizing that even if you don't see something in theaters or you don't see it get a huge fanfare for the couple weeks or month or so that it's in theaters, this DVD market has made it to where people really do appreciate that more and buy it up and get the special features, the alternate endings, all the great stuff that they put on DVDs. And 16 Blocks, I think the reason that it's made more money in home release than it has in box office is because they put the better ending on the DVD. And they've been doing this a lot more. And Disney is no, you know, shy company away from doing that. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean will be a big two-disc set with all kinds of deleted scenes and special bonus features and sneak peeks for the next film. So, yeah, it'll probably be the biggest seller for us this year is when Pirates of the Caribbean 2 comes out. And but just... be sure to whatever store it is you use for your shopping, whether it be a chain store or some of the smaller independent stores, try and ask around to see if you can get some of these smaller titles listed, because I look at all the stores every week, so I know what the big chain stores are carrying. I know what the little stores are carrying, and unfortunately, a lot of these titles get overlooked. So find yourself a good store. I know I do, and I think there's one or two other stores out there that you can walk in and say, "Can you get this title for me?" And we'll do that. And that's one of the specialty niches that I feel the future of home entertainment stores should go, is it to be able to get the consumer what they want for those that aren't going to get something online. I mean, yeah, I have a website and you can get stuff online through me, but I would like you to be able to see that you have the opportunity for where home entertainment is going to go is to get these smaller titles. And they're releasing more and more and more of them now. So definitely have a wary eye when you do your shopping and look for some of these big name actors and actresses that you didn't see before.
Well, you know, it's interesting you'd mention that. I had you on a noon show probably a year or so ago, and we discussed some of this stuff. One of the things that had come up at that particular time was it was Netflix, which, as you said, is not everybody's cup of tea. But one of the things I want to say, I've done that for quite a few years now. And one of the features I always like is if you pick a movie, some people might find it annoying. It says people that saw this one also like these selections. And in browsing through the selection of movies. There's so many out there. Stuff comes up all the time. I would not think of renting on my own because I didn't even know it was out there. You know, there's so much stuff being released. How would you recommend that people find out what's out there? You've mentioned a couple titles.
Right.
You know, unless they go to your store, I'm going to tell you right now, I doubt whether people are going to get a lot of suggestions going to the local big name stores.
Yes,
here in terms of, you know, non-name, you know, off the wall stuff. How do you find that stuff?
And that, you know, when you mention that, that is one of the things that has been frustrating for me is these big stores that popped up over the last 10 to 12 years with the home entertainment market, the two big chains that we know of, have unfortunately made people lose faith and trust in going to stores. And that's what's been hard for me is I love what I do, and I'm there involved all the time. And so people can come in and ask me the questions they do. I like this film. What else should I get? What's good? You know, the most common question. And I think we all know that if we go into a chain store, we're not going to get the same kind of level of people having heart involved in it and being able to go out on the floor with you for 15 minutes and say, this movie, you pick this one, this about this one. And that's frustrating for me because people do give up on the storefronts for just that reason. So they would just prefer to sit at home on a computer and have it mailed to them.
Well, to that end, the other thing that I would say about the big chain stores is because we get stuck in this mindset. If people ask me what I've watched that I like to see, is that a new release? And, you know, over the years of my life, I'm 59, there have been so many great movies released that I have not seen. I've found over the years that, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff I haven't seen. And if you can get out of this mindset of, what you got around, new release, there's so much other stuff you can watch out there. Got another call on it. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Vernon.
Yes.
I have a request.
Yes.
Maybe sometime soon you can do a show on how America is entertaining itself to death. That way you can do penance for today's program.
Okay, you want to talk to Steve about that? I certainly don't know that I would disagree with you. You know, if that's our only focus in the society.
Yeah.
But so, you know, yeah, by the same token, Mike, I think there's a time and a place for entertainment as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've been on the radio a long time, and I have done very few shows just on entertainment.
The band plays on, Vernon. America's falling apart around us while we entertain ourselves to death.
Steve?
Well,
Steve, I think, is a little far gone, so he'll just go on, you know. But Vernon, you're the one that usually has his head on straight around the place, and I think you'd be great for the job.
Well, you know, thank you for the material. You know, that's another show, another time, Mike, and I will certainly tuck that away. I have no problem dealing with that subject matter, but not today's not the time and place to do it, you know?
Yeah. Some of these new 911 videos, actually, they're pretty good. They're actually entertaining in a very serious way, like what brought down Building 7.
Yeah, they've come out with
serious stuff.
They've come out with some.
Steve might actually be into some of that.
They released the 9/11 Commission Report DVD that supplements all the material that was written on there, and it's just a very unbiased view of everything that occurred leading up to and after. And of course, now with the anniversary coming up, there are some poor ones that are being released, some very biased movies. But try and do look for some of those documentaries. On Native Soil is one of them that do provide all the material that they were able to come up with, and then, you know, leave it up to the viewer to decide, you know, with the information that's being presented to them. So, yeah, there are some good documentaries that are coming out and will be coming out next week also in preparation for the anniversary.
Well, you know, to that end, you know, Mike left us. Mike, thanks for the call. You know, so we've been talking about the market, all the new technology, you know, the titillating experience. But to that end, what comments could you make in terms of the educational value of videos?
Well, what is...
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there on video. You don't need to just watch the new releases.
Oh, right.
And the action movies and stuff. There's a lot of educational stuff.
And some of these companies have seen that's where a huge amount of the revenue can be generated in supplying some good quality educational DVDs, educational film on DVD. National Geographic Channel, the Discovery Channel now, A&E, all these networks, PBS, you know, some of the greatest PBS and Nova films and documentaries are finally all being put out on DVD. So now the reference section I carry and that you can get anywhere, hopefully, has some great selections of history, nature, just some awesome, awesome unbiased films. And as you know, when I used to watch Channel 9 when I was a kid and seeing some of these great films, you know, they're finally all available for you to be able to easily get in the digital market. And it is great to see. You know, the National Geographic, they've made their, you know, just like their magazines, now they've got their bright yellow DVD cases, and they are just putting tons of great titles out there about government and about history and culture. And it's excellent to be able to see that. It's made it so much easier for kids to be able to do their projects instead of, you know, searching through the 50 magazines like I did when I was a kid. My grandpa used to get National Geographic, so I had, you know, like these 4 foot tall stacks of these yellow magazines. And then when I want to do an article or write us something about the Middle East or Africa, you know, then I'd have to search through that binding. And now it's, you know, they've got some great easy films that you can reference, you know, for 2 or 3 or 4 hour segments, just great historical bios. And it's made it fun because with school starting, you know, school started this week and last week, I've had the kids coming in already getting the musicals ready for their plays, getting the, cause that's been another thing that's made it fun is that, you know, the same musical gets done every year over and over and over again. So like for, you know, the third year I'm open now, the same, you know, like Guys and Dolls and The Music Man and Rocky Horror Picture Show get rented 100 times, and that's what I love about DVDs is that's the same quality. You know, you can't play the same tape 100 times and hope that somebody's going to be able to get out of it what they want. So that's been fun, and it's made it a little bit easier for kids to be able to do their research and see some great material.
Margaret, you're on the air. I have a question for Steve or me or...
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I'm wondering if he knows of where I could get the documentary video about the truth of the poultry industry and the dairy and beef industries. You know, how they abuse the chickens and the cows. And
you're saying video or DVD?
A DVD, whatever.
DVD. I'm trying to remember the title. There was a couple that came out last year, and I remember there's that one that's got the cover art with the two guys dressed up in a chicken suit. Oh, I'm trying to remember what the title
is. Let me ask you a question, though, while you're thinking about that, Steve. Can people call your store to get you to research some of this stuff for them?
Yeah, I do that quite a bit. Huh? That's why sometimes you'll see the SLE video sign on till midnight, and people are like, what were you doing there till midnight? I was like, well, there's some research to be done. But, yeah, if you can find a store that's close to you, I mean, I offer it to everybody, but if you can find one that's closer, there aren't very many in the county that'll do it, call them up and say, can you research this and see if you can get it for me. I do that, and I don't know of anyone else in the valley that does. If you're in Santa Cruz, I mean the only store that I've recommended, because I don't like the chain stores, is the independent, is Hoots Video and Yogurt. You know, Karen owns that store. She's a great gal. Diane up in Scotts Valley, up in DVD to go. See if they'll do that for you, because I their brand name loyalty to certain distributors. My store uses all of them. I don't have loyalty to any one distributor. So even if it's hard to find, we'll get it. But you should be able to, if you choose to go to a store, try and do it that way. But if you can go online, then typically you can probably find it, even in an auction site. Just be very wary. Like I said, some of these great documentaries are sometimes cut on DVDs that A, aren't legal, or B, might not play on your player. So just be very wary about it. And I don't remember the title of that one. Some of them aren't easy to get either as far as being distributed. Some of these great documentaries, especially some of the ones you're talking about from Midwest farming and certain major agricultural issues,
Could it be the Slaughterhouse Blues? Is that the name of it?
That doesn't sound familiar. I'm trying to Shooting Vegetarians, I think, was one of them. I would say that if you if you want to give me a call later, I will be more than glad to look into it and see if I can get one.
By the way, Margaret, the Slaughterhouse Blues, about this title, Slaughterhouse Blues, the meat and poultry industry in North America, draws on more than 15 years of research by the authors, a cultural anthropologist, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if that's the one you're looking for, but
I'll definitely try to find it.
Yeah, I invite you
Blues,
go on to
look that one up.
You know, and I want to make a comment too about the last caller that said that we're over entertaining ourselves.
Yes.
I think that's really, really true. I mean, you can have an evening of videos with, say, a friend, versus an evening of categories. And videos are so impersonal to be with someone. But an evening with categories, you get to know a lot about the person and have a lot of fun. And even the news,
Today on the news, Tom Cruise apologizes. How is that newsworthy? Our culture is just, I'm disgusted by that.
Margaret, I felt the same thing when I heard that this morning, too.
How can that be a news issue? Our media is lost it.
Margaret, thanks. Got to move on, dear.
Bye.
Bye. 479-1080, folks, you got a couple minutes counting down. Neil and Hollister, you got a question for Steve here.
Yeah, I was wondering if he knew where I could get the do-it-yourself video about how to slaughter animals in your garage. On the cover, there's two guys dressed up like meat cleavers.
Yeah, that sounds like...
No, I'm just teasing your last caller. I was wondering...
You know what's funny, though, Neil, is the cover of this of the video I just told her, Slaughterhouse Blues.
Yeah.
Shows two guys with a carcass slaughtering it. It could be in the garage.
Yes, yeah, sir. Go ahead.
I'm wondering what has happened to literally the millions of VHS tapes that the thousands of video stores have purged. Where did they go? Were they destroyed? Or?
No, there's a couple different avenues they've taken. There are some wholesalers out there. There's a couple big ones across the country that scoop up these stores that are closing and buying the inventory. And then what they do is they sell them in wholesale lots. There's a couple emails I get each day from these groups that sell 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 copies of VHS titles at a time, because it's one of those things to where they feel, and I understand it, that there will always be somewhat of a market out there for it. You know, it's not one of those things where it's becoming this huge landfill project unless people are choosing to just throw away their personal collections.
Now, are they marketing them to retail stores for resale?
The smaller stores. You're not going
to... I subscribe to 20 magazines, and I've never seen ads for these things on the cheap, you know, used.
Right. It's being taken care of through several avenues. The flea market avenue and the resale avenue through smaller stores like myself. You're not going to see them in the big chains. And what I mean by the flea market thing is there are people out there that buy up these bulk lots that go to the flea markets and sell them online at the auction sites in wholesale lots. And so it's being regurgitated through to the people that do specialize in this. I went online to one of the auction sites this week just to see what some of the latest are, and there were sometimes up to 5,000 VHS tape lots just for sale as a whole. You know, you don't get to sort through them ahead of time. You just buy them, and then you get to do with them what you want from there. And there still is a whole market out there for it. What some people are doing also is the donation end. There are still libraries and universities and schools out there that do have some storage space left that will take, you know, the old documentaries and the relevant films, historical films, to have for usage. And so, but typically you're seeing it put through in the retail end on the smaller and auction sites. And then as far as the donation end, it's something that's a small part of it, like 10 or 15%, I think is what they said last. So they're trying to make use of it and make it to where it doesn't become this huge nightmare of a landfill thing.
All right, well, one final quick question. Given the impermanence of media, doesn't it seem a little foolish to be investing in building a DVD library when new formats are coming along and you can rent just about anything you want for a very reasonable price?
It's a good question, and the answer that with is this is all the digital technology. So whether it's DVD or HD or Blu-ray or whatever game platform you're going to use, is it's all digital storage. And that is essentially the future of our lifetime, is we switch from analog to digital. So whether you choose to do it in DVD or the CD formats for your computer, whatever that mean or avenue be, is that the hardware that's coming out now in the front line plays all of these formats. And eventually within the next 5 years, you'll see it to where these hardware machines will play any of the digital storage you have, whether it be DVD or CD. The point being is that this storage will last the lifetime that you're going to it's going to exceed you. It's going to outlive you, and then it'll be there for your kids and grandkids. So it's not a bad investment to have anything digital. It's a good investment, and it's something that'll last you. Whether you choose this technology or the one that comes out in 10 years from now, it'll still be a digital storage.
Thanks, Neil. Got to move on.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Hope that helped.
Okay. Reggie, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to find out where I can locate movies that were made in the 40s. In a particular, one is called Hell's a Poppin'. And what kind of reference books can I look for? for these old movies?
A lot of the old movies are being released every week now. It's I've had my release list here with me, and it's roughly about 300 to 500 titles get released every week that sometimes people don't know about because there's just shelf space or there's not enough space to advertise all of it. So, like this week, last week alone, there was like 4 box sets released of film noir from 1940s and 1950s, some great classics.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this all the time. So you also have to sometimes search by the category. So if you do a search for noir, N-O-I-R, you'll notice that there's been about 6 box sets that have come out this year alone that have 4 or 5 films in them that aren't might not be in the search string, so that it won't come up. So what you need to do sometimes is just go to a reference site or search on, just do a general, you know, like a Google search and for the title, and you'll see that, oh, look, it's been released on DVD. It's just in this box set, so it might not be as easy to find. But for the most part, I would say the vast majority by the end of next year of all the classic films are going to be released. I know it sounds monumental, but it's actually being done. Like I said, there's 59,000 titles out now. Roughly about 400 to 800 titles a week are added. So you do the math, and with a great majority of classics coming out each week, sooner or later, what you're looking for, whether it be noir, the old silent films, I mean, almost like half the silent films ever made from California and Hollywood have been put out on DVD. It's just, you know, so there's definitely, there's nothing being avoided. Like Double Indemnity just came out last week on DVD, great noir film. So it is going to be done. And if you, it's not out on DVD yet, there's always groups out there pushing for these films to be released. So
you just got to put in the time to look, I guess.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time, and that's where customers don't have time, and that's what, you know, if you find a good store, you know, I'll do that. Somebody else should be able to do that for you. Be able to look it up and find out, because not all of it gets listed on those big generic shopping sites, because there's no, they just don't have interest or space for it. So,
you know, Reggie, never discount things like Google and search engines and a variety of different ways of searching and looking for actors and titles and stuff. I think that search engines are underused by our culture.
And then one of the main movie sites to help you out maybe to start with is IMDb.com, the Internet Movie Database. It's essentially one of the largest worldwide databases of film out there right now, and it is very reliable, and it'll usually give you an idea if it's been released yet or not. Some great.
Now, the independent DVD, not like Blockbuster or somebody like that, they have that big book that you look up different actors and look up different movies. What's that book called?
There's several different reference books. I mean, the gentleman that was on Entertainment Weekly, his gets used the most, Leonard Maltin's guide. There's 2 or 3 out there, but the books unfortunately are outdated the week they're printed. And so that's why something like IMDb has been one of the most reliable databases for
me. Which you can get to on your library computers if you don't have.
Yeah, if you don't have computer access, it's still there, and it's a great reference site. The books, you know, never to downplay the books, but unfortunately with the way DVDs are released is every week. You know,
Reggie, got to let you go.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Reggie.
You're very welcome. Steve, we're at the end of the show, believe it or not. It was a great show. We got like 40 seconds left. Any closing comment you want to make?
Well, I want to thank you for the time. I appreciate talking about it. You know, I'm sorry, Pete, some people are upset out there about the entertainment industry or what they feel it's doing. But if it's done properly, if you provide a good environment for the customers to learn about these things, both the hardware and the movies, I think you can have a good experience and have it be something positive in your life. I love the movies, and I love the time that
I
take with
them.
That's
all, folks. You've been listening to Saturday Special.
Thanks
sorry
very
to
much.
Get you off there.
It's okay.
We're at the end of the hour. My name is Vernon Bohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. V-Cube, filling in for MZ on a Saturday Special. Folks, stay tuned for Perspectives coming up next. You're listening to KSEO Santa Cruz.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
King on a new video posted to an Islamic militant website featuring deputy al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Also on the tape, Adam Gadon, who claims to be an American al-Qaeda member, inviting Americans to convert to Islam.
Listen, I still believe we have al-Qaeda very much on the run, but they're still a threat. They're not what they were on September 11th, but they're still a deadly threat to the U.S.
The tape comes out hours after British police conduct raids, arresting 16 people suspected of trying to train and recruit others for terror attacks.
Scotland Yard say the arrests follow a pre-planned, intelligence-led operation. Searches are being carried out in homes across the capital. The
suspects are in custody at a central London police station. The arrests are not linked to the recent alleged plot to blow up transatlantic airliners or the July 7th bombings.
Sky News' Kat Wright.
We're approaching the fifth anniversary of the September the 11th attacks. And since that day, we have taken the fight to the enemy.
President Bush in his weekly radio address saying initial results from a new campaign to improve security in Baghdad are encouraging. On the Democratic response, Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson took aim at the Bush administration's handling of Katrina.
In my own home state, thousands of people are still homeless, and throughout the Gulf Coast, 80% of businesses with approved federal disaster loans are still waiting for their money.
Ernesto is still a pest in the Mid-Atlantic.
Well, I think it pretty much packed the punch that we were expecting.
Bob Spieldinner with Virginia Emergency Management. Parts of his state got a foot of rain. Flooding is still a concern from North Carolina to New York. Hundreds of thousands remain without power. Then there's Hurricane John, weaker but still hitting Mexico's Pacific coast.
Any effects from John will probably be limited to moisture in the middle and upper levels of the atmosphere that would enhance monsoonal rains over Arizona and California.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center. John did spare Los Cabos resort areas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I don't think I can be strong. I wonder what happened to our house, our neighbors.
The hurricane has taken everything.
What happened to our car?
Mom needs her medicine.
Can collect all the insurance.
Doctor, eventually.
Right, like I can find the policy.
I'm sick of this.
All our insurance papers, everything's gone.
My parents.
Where am I going to find a job?
I'm running out of money. I'm losing it every day. I don't think I can be strong. I'm so tired.
Mommy.
The hurricanes have passed, but not in the minds of many survivors. If you've lived through the storms and are having difficulty coping with it, that's understandable. It can be overwhelming. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. That's 1-800-789-2647. It's confidential and free. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
An Army investigator is recommending the death penalty for four soldiers accused of murder in Iraq. It's in a report obtained by the AP citing several aggravating factors. The soldiers are accused of killing three men during a raid in Iraq in May. The search is intensifying near Buffalo, New York, for fugitive Bucky Phillips, suspected of shooting two state troopers Thursday night.
Investigators believe Phillips ambushed the troopers, shooting them with a rifle as they tried to find him near an ex-girlfriend's home. Phillips is also suspected of shooting another trooper back in June. The manhunt started in April, though, when the 44-year-old escaped from jail using a can opener. The New York State Troopers Union has announced a $250,000 reward for information leading to Phillips' capture. Authorities say Bucky Phillips is armed and dangerous. They believe he may have more than 40 guns in his possession after possibly burglarizing a local gun shop. Molly Line, Fox News Radio.
Some evacuation orders are being lifted in Montana, where a wildfire has burned 26 homes and 20 other structures. The blaze did not grow significantly overnight after burning 250 square miles since Tuesday. Well, as the injury-riddled Boston Red Sox play Toronto this afternoon, they are without one more player.
Pitcher John Lester has been off the field with back pain, which turns out to be caused by cancer. Lester has a treatable form of anaplastic large cell lymphoma. He'll start treatment next week. Lester's just 22 years old with 7 wins and 2 losses in his rookie season. No word when he might be able to get back on the mound. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
And Star Sox slugger David Ortiz hopes to return to the field soon after an irregular heartbeat sidelined him. He's wearing a heart monitor now as a precaution. And Team USA is not walking away from the World Basketball Championships empty-handed. They beat Argentina today, 96-81, to take the bronze. The day after the star-studded team was upset by Greece with no NBA players. Greece goes for the gold tomorrow against Spain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, September 2nd, 2006. Today will be partly cloudy with west winds around 7 miles an hour. Highs around 61 degrees. Tonight will be partly cloudy with some fog. West winds around 9 miles an hour and lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow you can expect it to be partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning and west winds around 7 miles an hour with highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with fog, west winds around 8 miles an hour, lows around 56 degrees. Today on the bay, you can expect light winds becoming west, 5 to 15 knots by the afternoon with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight on the bay, west winds 5 to 10 knots with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds, along with patchy fog after midnight. The temperature here at the station is 65 degrees, and it's time for perspective.